Yeah, it is the final event of the World Cup circuit. So the teams are actually coming from Switzerland. We have 10 nations that will be competing. And there's 2 days of competition. The first is on Friday, the 17th, and then the World Cup finals is on the 18th. So it's, you know, the format for ski cross, for those who don't know, is a competition where four athletes race head-to-head basically down what looks like a motocross track with jumps and bank turns and lots of big air and speed. So it's pretty exciting to watch, and it's an elimination format, so pretty easy to figure out who moves on and who doesn't.
Jeff, how did you come to choose Craigleith? Because I'm sure this is big for the ski club and also for the region, town of Blue Mountains and Collingwood.
Yeah, I mean, from Alpine Canada's perspective, we are looking to host events like this in areas that have an appetite for alpine skiing, and obviously the Collingwood, town of Blue Mountains region is has a rabid ski community, and we're, you know, an hour and 45 minutes from the GTA, so it's a big population draw, and we just think the hills themselves lend themselves to this type of world caliber event, more so than, say, an Alpine World Cup, which would be difficult to hold in this region. So, yeah, it just really fits that way, and the ski club has been very cooperative, and it's a great partnership.
We're with Jeff Thompson, who's the Vice President, Domestic Sport Programs and Events with Alpine Canada. With the event at Craigleith, how big of a crowd are you anticipating that this event will draw?
Yeah, it's the million-dollar question. it is, you know, it's free to the public for spectators to come and watch. We have free parking. We've worked with the town of Blue Mountain to get some temporary bylaw amendments to allow parking on the streets around the region, around the area, which will be super helpful. And we have a shuttle service set up. We won't be surprised if we get 2,000 to 3,000 people out for the event.
Isn't that terrific? What does that mean to Alpine Canada and the various programs that you offer, but in particular for this one, to have that kind of a turnout?
Yeah, it's great. You know, part of our mandate is to grow participation in the sport, and I think that nothing does that, you know, inspires youth to get involved in seeing their heroes compete live. So I think it's a great opportunity for the region to come out, and it's over March break, so, you know, maybe there's a little bit of extra time for kids to come out and take a look at what ski cross looks like, and we will also be having a live broadcast of the event. CBC is going to be covering it, so that's another exciting element for the event.
Very exciting. Jeff Thompson is with Alpine Canada, Vice President of Domestic Sport Programs and Events. Last couple of questions, Jeff. I'm of the age where Alpine Canada was downhill in the Crazy Canucks. I'm a 70s follower. The snowcross and ski cross certainly has come on through the years. How much growth are you seeing at this particular discipline and aspect of your program?
I think the one thing that ski cross really provides to people for the novice year to understand, watching one person come down the hill and understand if they're fast or slow, it's sometimes hard to interpret. I think what ski cross allows for is you actually see who wins and who loses, because it's a head-to-head format, so it's a little bit easier to understand. As I said, it's an exciting, you know, semi-extreme sport, which you know, those are coming into more of a fad, and Canada has been very successful. We've won the last 10 Nations Cup, so that's a reflection of a year's worth of performances of the team on the circuit. So we've got a very strong team. We have a male who currently is leading the standings on the men's side, and we have a woman who is in second. So, you know, the Canadians will be going strong here, which is always exciting when we have some in the mix.
Isn't that something? You've answered my last question about how Canada fares at the world stage or on the world stage at this particular event. Is there anybody local from the Collingwood, Craigleith, town of Blue Mountains, Thornbury area that, that participates and competes at a high level?
Yeah, actually, Chris Muller, who was, we held the World Cup at Mikiska in Alberta last year, and Chris won that event there, and he's actually a grew up skiing at Craigleith, so that, that will be great for, I know his family and friends to come and watch him, although they're not local from this area, but Reese Howden is the number one ranked male ski cross athlete in the world right now, and Mary L. Thompson is number two on the women's side, so yeah, those are probably the athletes to watch.
Well, Jeff, this has been great. All the best with the Ski Cross World Cup Finals coming to Craigleith Ski Club in the town of Blue Mountains. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you.